mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, I normally try to be hard and just scientifically, coldly face what we're dealing with. So many people hear me interrupt guests and callers and think I'm trying to show off. No, I just get some thought, some what I believe is an insight, and just want to impart it to people. I'm frantic. I mean, let's just face it. And I've studied the facts. I know what we're dealing with. I've read the globalist's own comments, their own statements. And, you know, my heart is soft deep down, and I'm a very loving person. And people that are also very loving are also very aggressive and violent. And, you know, when I was younger and couldn't control it, you know, that's how aggressive alpha mammals are, is that you see the species of the more aggressive mammals, say the canine, the wolf, and it's also, you know, very loving within its own pack. That's engineered into us by God so we don't hurt ourselves and our families. But then at the same time, that means you also have a very large soft spot if you are a tough guy and pretty aggressive. And I'm not tooting my horn. I'm not even proud of that. But I am a pretty aggressive person. I mean, let's be quite frank about it. And so I just read about them openly knowing that sodium fluoride is killing us. It's deadly, okay? It's not like it's bad for you. I mean, it's deadly. About how they know that aspartame is caused with leukemias. Conclusively. These little children. And then I read 2 years ago when they released Dan Burton's committee because his grandson got brain damage from it. He sent in investigators and with a congressional order and got the documents before they could black them all out. Where the CDC top people met and top scientists said, yeah, millions have been brain damaged. We got to cover this up, but certainly we shouldn't give it to our families. I mean, there was one in 25,000 22 years ago that had autism. It's 168. One in 168 now. There's autistic children being warehoused in every public school. They take people who would have had lives and wives and husbands and children and whole family lines and scientists who would have created incredible things and people who would have been powerful preachers and powerful artists and people who would have loved and enjoyed and had such great lives, and they stole it from them. These bastards who hate life and hate love and hate God stole it from them. And we're a decadent evil society who's so cowardly we make split-second decisions to deny the truth of what our souls, of what our discernment knows. And then we look at the evidence, the cold, hard facts. It's so horrible, I can't even believe it. How do you knowingly brain damage, and many die, children? How do you knowingly do all of this? They revel in it. And let me tell you something, there is a hell, and the New World Order is going to hell. You are going to hell. And God is going to judge you while you're still alive. I ask God to bring judgment on these people. To bring us justice. God, bring us justice. And God says, you got to stand up and do the right thing. And you've got to sacrifice yourself. And then I'll bring you justice. That's what God tells me. So when you stand up with courage, and when you stand up and admit the truth, and when you admit to God that you're scum and that you've been evil, then he'll turn things around by this country. And until we do that, it's just going to get worse. You understand how real this is? This is real. This is all real. I hope you've got that out there. Hope you understand that. Every single one of you listening, especially government bureaucrats and yuppies and people that serve this system and think you're part of the power structure, you're not. And you're in deep trouble, and you're in grave danger. And it's time for you to listen to me and understand what we're facing. This is a survival of the species. We're being mutated. We're being twisted by the Dark Lord and the New World Order. And his henchmen, his horsemen are coming. You can hear their hooves. You can see the dust cloud. I'm on the watchtower. I'm looking into the devil's eyes. Rise up and resist. In the name of Jesus Christ!
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Yes, there is a choice, a real alternative, when it comes to news and information. The GCN Radio Network has become the world leader for those who want to know the truth. Visit GCNLive.com today and discover the amazing benefit of becoming a subscriber to the GCNLive.com Radio Club. By becoming a monthly subscriber, you gain access to higher quality audio streams of all of the compelling GCN broadcasts. A full archive of the shows are posted on a daily basis within 3 hours, so you can listen to what you want, when you want. Fast forward, rewind, pause, and at the same time, you are supporting a beacon of free speech. Visit GCNLive.com and become a member. It's so easy. There's a choice. There is an alternative, and it's called GCNLive.com. Visit GCNLive.com today. You can also get the entire month of your favorite show on MP3 CD that plays on computers and most CD and DVD players for only $19.95. Go to GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I got a bunch of audio clips I haven't played in the last few days concerning the ones from Comedy Central with the London bombing and others. Police finally getting in trouble for overusing tasers. Another just documents the police state. It's a cartoon. It's not as funny without the images, but it's on PrisonPlanet.com. There's a bunch of news I haven't gotten to, but I just get really upset when they knowingly put aspartame in the food to hurt us as a chemical weapon. Rumsfeld did that. When they put fluoride in to hurt us, you know, all the studies are out. Oh, but you're a kook if you talk about it, because Dr. Strangelove said so, you know, in the Stanley Kubrick movie. I mean, you folks, you always pay a price for ignoring evil, and it's just out of control. And we're all in danger, and I'm just angry about it. I mean, this is a normal response. You should get up on your hind end, you know, up on your back legs like a grizzly bear, and defend your family in this country. Let's go to Tim in Wisconsin, then Ken, Ron, and a bunch of other people, David and others. Go ahead, Tim.
One group that I can't help having to say thumbs up to are the 8 Christians that did go to D.C. and peacefully protest, you know, against abortion.
The 8 Christians, don't they have millions that protest in Washington?
Well,
all right. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Ken, we're in Canada. Go ahead, Ken.
Alex, how you doing? I appreciate the fight you fight, man. I wanted to call in and make a point about this guy that said about the 10 million people in Washington. I think he had more of the idea of a peaceful march, man. You're the guy who could call it. You're the guy that can make a difference, Alex, and I think you should really embrace that. Another quick thing about these cops shot the 19-month-old baby. Rotten pigs should be dragged in the street. They do that kind of stuff on TV and let people know that it happens, to let you know when they want you, they'll come and get you, and they'll kill your children as well. And do me a favor, bro. Take a vacation. You need one. It'll do us all a favor. Take care, Alex. I appreciate everything you do, man.
All right, Ken. I appreciate it. I think that's in the works. You know, I want to believe the SWAT team that blew this 19-month-old baby's head off, that they're all depressed and in counseling, and some of them want to leave the force now. I mean, I believe that to a certain extent, because we've interviewed master sergeants who shot kids and then break down. I mean, it's your programming, folks. You're supposed to break down when you kill children. It's supposed to make you sick forever. You know, and I get sick just knowing they're poisoning children with vaccines and fluoride and aspartame. I was just reading major studies, BBC, AP. Made me sick. And it does sound like, if we can believe their story, because, I mean, these SWAT teams lie so much, folks, liifying, you know, I mean, they get together and they lie, that I don't know if I can believe them, but I want to believe them, that, you know, that the real scumbag was this father using the baby as a shield. But where the cops went wrong is when he fired through the wall on them, they should have known. They signed on. They're men. They get hazard pay because they signed up for this, and that baby doesn't deserve it. They should have taken those shots and retreated and negotiated and done whatever they had to get that baby out of there. But these are pretty, not all of them, but a lot of them are pretty cowardly, folks. It's like sitting outside for 4 hours, 15 minutes at Columbine. It's, I mean, what else do you call that but cowardly? And, you know, obviously, if their story's true, the father is much worse than the police. I mean, some bloated drug addict using a baby as a shield. I mean, that person, if that's true, is in hell right now. You can guarantee it. I mean, how... I would jump at a meat grinder right now for my children. I'd jump in front of a bus, no thought, no... I'd probably jump in front of a bus for your kids. That's just what men are supposed to do. I don't even have a choice about it. I'm, like, programmed this way. I'm not castrated. And our forefathers would just stand up and die in a minute. Oh, 8,000 Mexican soldiers are coming to kill us. There's 183 of us. Well, let's just die then. I'm not as manly as those people. I'm a lot more than some people. So the guy shoots through the door and shoots one of your cops. So you freak out and start spraying bullets. And you knew he had a baby because he retreated with a baby in there. That is disgusting. You take the bullet. You don't shoot the baby. That's why you're on a SWAT team. That's why you're a big, tough man. That's why you go to the gym. That's why you do all this, you know. You're into being tough. Well, that's what it is to be tough. A tough is laying your life down for those that are weaker than you, those that need your help. Tough isn't, let's kill him, and blowing the baby's head off. And you know what? You're going to wish you would have retreated. You're going to wish you would have taken those bullets because your lives are effectively probably going to be ruined. It's ridiculous. As soon as the guy had the baby in his arm saying, I'm going to use it as a shield, they should have retreated. That, by the way, that's just basic hostage rescue handbook. I mean, I only took one or two courses in criminology in college, but I know that just from reading books. I mean, you guys want this job, then you better learn how to carry it out because you're going to be responsible. Let's talk to Ron in New York. Ron, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Alex, another piece of information. They have just put online in the city of New York something called the Real-Time Crime Center. You could read about it if you like to check out New York Newsday or the New York Sun. What they've done, and they pulled a bit of a fast one here, is they said that they wanted to get basically a center, sort of similar to the National Defense Center. It looks like that, literally. It's in our police headquarters. And initially they said they were going to compile their complete police records. You know, crime complaints and so forth.
This is federally funded 6 months ago. They're going to gather private data and be an integration hub.
You got it.
A vacuum for the feds.
Right, right. It went from just pulling their records together to which even a man like myself will say, okay, if they want to pull their records together, that's okay. What am I going to say? Police can't put their own reports together. But now we find out that the larger portion of information in the system is culled from non-police reports, non-criminal documentation. Now, why would they want to cull information about people, non-criminal information about people who may have never even had the slightest...
Well, I don't know if you knew this, Ron, but they announced 6 months ago, from Dallas to Chicago, from L.A. to New York to Miami to Timbuktu, Canada, England, New Zealand, the echelon countries, the five countries, they are all going to take... Well, did you see 2 years ago the headline in the USA Today? Scoff laws get law call when ordering pizza?
Yes. Yeah, I've been familiar.
And when you order,
wow.
And most major chains get 20% of any fines or fees. When you order, you may have changed your address, but you're giving them your real address to get the pizza. It's instantly run through state databases and federal databases, and instead of getting the pizza, you get a SWAT team.
Now, what we have here is a situation. Now, here's the philosophy they're operating on, and this is a dangerous philosophy. If they take in...
Well, it's simple. You type in Alex E. Jones and my number, and it tells you the last purchase I made where.
Well, yeah, plus,
and now you notice when they're going in stores now trying to pay cash for stuff that, you know, anything. It's like, oh, can I see your ID? Alex, well, we just got to... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Let me make this point. The larger portion of their records are culled from non-criminal data. The larger portion of their records would be upon people who have never had the slightest contact with the criminal justice or police system.
Yeah, instead they should be profiling, let me stop you, they should be profiling at the border, if we were really worried about terrorists, profiling key strata of society, and then they would actually, but now they're going to have an overflow of evidence, which can just be databased for other reasons, and it will actually hurt anti-terror activities.
Well, sure, of course.
Everything at the NSA is about filters known as profiling.
Right, and unfortunately that's not the case here, so I think they got other motives. But what I'm trying to say...
You think they do? They've said it's going to be for the cashless society.
What I'm trying to say is this. If we have a society that presumably is based on the presumption of innocence until guilt is proven, then we have a system, a matrix system, or an echelon system, or a real-time system that puts people who've never had any contact with the police in that system, then you have police... operating on the presumption that everybody is guilty of something.
Hey, Ron, they tell us we still got a Fourth Amendment. I told people about this 2 years before it was in the news. Your OnStar listens to you. Listens, not just tracks you. Listens. They've been caught. Your cell phones, even when they're turned off, can listen to you. Your car has systems that track you now, most of the new ones. Everything's tracking you. Everything's controlled. RFID is going in the products to track you. The national TV is saying everybody needs a microchip. I mean, we're in the twilight zone, brother. Hey, you think I'm wrong to rant and rave and freak out?
Alex, I know. I worked for that system. I was part of that system. I still keep my finger on the pulse of that system. You've been telling the truth consistently for the 2 years I've been listening to you. But the only thing that they don't track, and you could read the New York Post about this today, the only one that wasn't tracked is... one of the alleged masterminds of this terror plot or bombing in London. I don't get that. They said that this fellow was a subject of British intelligence, I guess MI5.
He'd been picked up and released because all these guys, as we knew, were informants and agents.
Yeah, but Alex, please, it gets better.
No, I know. It's the same MO every time.
He was permitted, even though he was on a terrorist watch list, he was permitted to come to the United States and visit his mother in Cleveland, Ohio in 2000.
Sir, it's the same thing with Al-Qaeda. They leave the country for a summit. The embassy says, no, you're terrorist, and they get a call from the CIA. We've had the people from the embassy on. They're told they're part of a secret anti-terror drill. Let them in. And then they run drills on 9/11, and the guys are part of the drills, and look what happened.
And then they could keep track of him, this British citizen, in Cleveland, Ohio, but the British intelligence says, when he got back to England, we lost track of him. But you could keep track of him in Cleveland,
Ohio. And the French have blown the whistle, and again, let me boil it down. The same MO. They're government informants, happy little members of the British community, thought they were fighting Muslim extremism, and boy, did they find out different.
And the funniest part about it is, the only one of the conspirators, or alleged conspirators here, that they don't have a photograph of, was the one guy that they had supposedly been tracking for nearly 12 years. But everybody else who just came out of the woodwork...
That's because he's the controller.
There's something wrong with this picture. 2 + 2 in the world of logic must add up to 4. And when it doesn't, people, American people, I speak to you through...
It's the same MO. Hey, Ron, who's got the motive for the attacks, number one? Who's been caught doing it in the past? And then the attacks fit the same MO precisely as... past operations covered up by drills with operatives being killed and being called the terrorist.
Wow. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Now, it really gets tiring at times how much evidence there is of this being a government op. And it mirrors all the others to a T. We know the people that got on those planes, the supposed hijackers, had their houses, cars, credit cards paid for by the government. We know that they ordered the embassies, the consulates, to let them back into the U.S. and told them, oh, they're part of a secret drill. We know they were doing drills, and we know that's what happened on 9/11. They kill their patsies. You got these guys whose M.O. depicts nothing near a suicide bomber. You know, 8-month-old babies teaching retarded children. No connections to, quote, extremist. And you know, they all meet up smiling, happy. They go get on their trains. And the bus blows up, and then the camera malfunctions, and there's a drill at the exact same time of the exact same thing happening, and you know the whole government agenda is in deep trouble, and this just magically happens, and then you know it just never ends. And then the same thing, letting them back in and out of the countries, having them on the terrorist watch list, just not keeping track of them. It's just classic behavior, folks. Classic. David in Illinois. David, go ahead.
Alex, I want to thank you for the privilege of being able to talk to you.
Oh, it's a privilege to talk to you, buddy.
Well, we'll see, huh? It is for me, for sure. And amen, Brother Jones. You've been speaking mighty powerfully here. One thing that I didn't plan on talking about, but I'd like to make a comment on are these cops that shot the infant. You know, firemen, they risk their lives to go into a building in case there's a helpless person in.
On average, firemen have so much more courage than cops.
Exactly. And cops, they seem to think that their life is more valued. They're supposed to protect the citizen. Their life, they are...
For killing a cop, the average time is life without parole. And for killing a citizen, the average is like 7 years.
Well, a cop should lay his life on the line for...
Did you know that if a police dog gets killed in the line of duty, the person on average spends more time in jail than if they killed a human?
Oh, I know that.
Their dogs are worth more than us.
You know, I recently discovered your show here on an AM station in northern Illinois, and it was a great find. And sometimes I think you give me hope for our society, and then other times I wonder if you're the real deal here, so I need some convincing.
Need convincing, and I'm going to stop you right there and just say this. Alex Jones doesn't matter, and I am the real deal. Okay, this is the real McCoy. You hear it? But the point is, it isn't about me. They admit fluoride's deadly for us. They admit sodium fluoride. They admit that aspartame is deadly, literally thousands of studies. They admit that mercury in vaccines is bad. They've increased the level, by the way. It's admitted they sprayed our troops in Project Shad and killed them. It's admitted they let black men have syphilis and in some cases gave it to them and let them spread it for 45 years. It's admitted that they did all these things, sir. It's admitted that Saddam was our boy and didn't have WMD and they told him to invade Kuwait. What is important, sir, is that you check out what I say. Do not believe me. Don't just go off a gut feeling. Check out what I want you to know.
What do you think when a prime minister of Israel says in the Knesset that they control our Congress, when we have Elmo Zumwalt, who was a former commander in Vietnam, saying one out of four defense dollars goes to Israel, when he's talking to a Jewish group trying to get their vote for senator, and the Jewish liberals should change their position on military-industrial spending because it benefits Israel. Those are crucial issues, too.
Well, and they became the neocons, and they have. But what is this?
Prior caller, I wondered if you got angry with him because he questioned some of your knowledge, you know, and you're an alpha male, and you resented that, and that's just fine.
No, I didn't. He kept a... Are you talking about John?
I believe.
No, I mean, John calls all the time, and he made excuses for why we gave him the Panama Canal. He was denying that they put Mao in, and they admit they did. And I was trying to explain that to him, and I'm just he was on for 10 minutes. I got sick of it.
Yeah, you gave him an ample opportunity to express.
Okay, then. What does this mean, sir?
Well, another caller had recommended a book by Paul Finley, They Dare to Speak Out, and you acted as if you weren't familiar with it, and that puzzles me.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with it, and see, this is insanity right now.
Well, he was a former U.S. congressman who did put the United States...
Oh, yeah, that's the guy. I've heard about the book. Okay, now I've heard of it, yeah.
He put a priority over the welfare of the United States over the welfare of Israel, and he was just drummed out, and he's gone, and you don't hear about him.
Was he in Michigan?
He was from Illinois.
Illinois, that's right.
So...
Anyway, all right, sir.
I think you're not like the Rush Limbaugh as the Democrats that are Republicans. You're the real man, aren't you, Alex?
No, since you said it like that, I'm not. Okay, I'm bad. Thank you for the call. It isn't about Alex Jones fitting all of your litmus tests, okay? It's about fighting the New World Order. I'm bad. Don't listen.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized product from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog, toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269. And experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water. Or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
That last caller, somebody says, Alex, you are the good person, aren't you? You really are for real? Yes, yes, I'm for real. Alex, you really are the good person. You really are for real, aren't you? No, I'm bad. As a species, we all do bad things. Do I fight the New World Order? Am I the real deal in what I say? Yes, I am. But that doesn't matter. We got to get past believing what somebody says and check into what they actually do. This show, though, is not about Alex Jones. It makes me sick. I mean, are you concerned about the aspartame in the food? Are you concerned about the fluoride, the mercury in the vaccines? Can you please bring that up? Can you please talk about that instead of me? I mean, get out there and get involved. You know you're good. Why don't you go out and get involved and deal with issues? Than implying I don't know about some book or I do know about it and I'm not talking about it. I mean, it's just craziness. It's craziness. I don't know. As you can tell, I've gotten very angry today on the show, very upset about what communist Chinese generals threatening to destroy 200 U.S. cities. All this news about more and more studies coming out. You know, this is the BBC and AP about how deadly aspartame and fluoride is. And I get upset about that. And I really get upset when somebody asks me the same question a couple times and I keep answering it, and it's just like it's a fun game or something. This is not a game, folks. This is life and death. And let's just cover some news, and then I'll probably have time to go to Kevin, Charlie, and Pam. That'll be it for calls. And I got a few audio clips I want to play. But Sweetener Linked to Leukemia, BBC. No, I just wish you could talk about that. United Nations calls for U.S. net pullout. United Nations has said that the U.S. must hand over control of the Internet and web to international body, and then they've already said 5 years ago they're going to regulate speech and who can have a website, and it's horrible. And again, should you trust me on that, just go to my website. I've got like MSNBC and the London Inquirer on it. I mean, just go read what the UN has said. Do not believe what I just said. Check it out. Don't go off how I sound or what I say. George Bush says he's conservative. He's not. I want you to check me out if that's what you're into. God help us, man. We got to get our priorities straight. I mean, it's incredible. Again, Harvard professor investigated in fluoridation research flap covering up the fluoride really did, Associated Press. American-U.S. transit attacks inevitable. London bombings boost Bush approval ratings. Associated Press today. Most Americans think a terrorist attack on the train, bus, or subway in the United States is inevitable, but there's no evidence that they are any more fearful about their own safety after the London bombings. The AP poll did show that Bush's approval rating has gone up substantively. So there you go. Who's got the motive? Well, Al-Qaeda always comes to the rescue of the globalists. London stagecoach employees say bombing suspicious. Paul Watson, one of our listeners, emailed prisonplanet.com and Paul did an article on this. And the stagecoach employee talked about weird contractors they'd never seen there at the bus station working on the bus, how there's a whole bunch of cameras on the bus, not one, how it goes to a hard drive under the bus, and how it wasn't malfunctioning, basically, and how that was the only bus that after the trains had already been bombed, that it was waved specifically by police into a specific area where none of the other buses were waved, and then it blew up. We did even find a clip about that in London Guardian, so that's confirmed, that one part of this person who works for the company. And of course, we're withholding their name for their safety, but we did check it out. Another contradiction in the London bombings, MSNBC Today, Western intelligence sources tell NBC News that three of the suspects in London bombing plot, including one of the suspected bombers, have U.S. connections. These sources also say authorities are now back to believing that the explosive material was homemade, similar to that found in the shoe of one of the shoe bombers, Richard Reed. Associated Press, bombs that shook the city subway system last week exploded with 50 seconds of each other and were made of high explosives, not homemade material, police said Saturday. Flashback, London bombs made from military explosives. So, Kurt Nemo, good article here. Mission accomplished. Brits embrace police state. Now they want the national ID card and total control. But the government's been caught creating false polls before, so I don't know about that. But if they announce that the polls say that, a lot of people will be sucked into it. UK ministers push for data retention. They want their own snipping systems for everything you do. House Intelligence Committee approves Patriot Act. The House Intelligence Committee has approved renewal of the USA Patriot Act, allowing just one provision to expire 5 years from now. And it's nothing to do with fighting terrorism, of course. And continuing, French say suspects were arrested, then freed. Yeah, that's the Belfast Telegraph. That's all part of controlling and protecting their operatives. Continuing, oh, by the way, that article we read about the Madrid, the London bombing, that article with the guy at the bus company is on prisonplanet.com. So I hope that you will check that out because it is extremely, extremely important. Let me get into some of this stack over here. WorldNet Daily out propagandizing Al-Qaeda nukes already in U.S. terrorist bombs smuggled across Mexico border by MS-13 gangsters. I don't like MS-13, but that's just a bunch of propaganda, folks. Top Chinese general warns U.S. over attack, threatens to nuke 200 cities. Already mentioned that, but that's an MSNBC article I just read the headline from, not the Financial Times of London. China-Russia issue joint statement on New World Order. This is out of the People's Daily Online, the official communist newspaper in China. Oh, the New World Order doesn't exist. China and Russia here Friday issued a joint statement on the New World Order in the 21st century, setting forth their common stand on major international issues, such as UN reforms, globalization, North-South cooperation, and world economic trade. The The statement was signed by Russian President Vladimir Putin and visiting Chinese President Hu Jintao after their talks. So they call for a one-world government, but again, Rush Limbaugh says it doesn't exist. All right. More than 1,000 people will possible terror ties the United States. Explosives readily available. ABC News, we can be bombed any minute. Give up all your rights to the nearest person in the black mask. This is out of news channel KTUL in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Tulsa attacked with bubonic plague and disaster drill. This is meant psychologically to create the subconscious view that you're being attacked by terrorists, to have more fear and give up your liberty. They've had thousands of these drills before 9/11 and now after, and they're increasing them. Iraq to probe alleged police torture and killings. This out of Pulte Info. Iraq's interior minister has launched a probe into the deaths of 11 men allegedly tortured and killed by government security forces. The men were among a group of 13 people arrested Sunday by police commandos during a raid in northern Baghdad. The head of the Sunni group, called Wajif Anan al-Duami, says 11 bodies were found dumped on the road by the Iraqi capital. He says the bodies, including one of a Sunni cleric, showed signs of torture. This is happening every day. They drill their knees. They pull their teeth out with pliers. They rape them. They'll also torture their children in front of them. That's admitted even inside Abu Ghraib, but Rush Limbaugh says it doesn't even count as torture. Oh, boy. Australia to consider ID card to fight terrorism, so they're using the police state as a way to take over. I got some other news and your phone calls we're going to take here in just a moment. But right now, let's go to this clip out of the Midwest up there in Missouri with the police tasering somebody a whole bunch of times after they were handcuffed on their own video camera. And this time the police chief didn't erase the videos or deny it, which most police chiefs do. He actually did the right thing. And they're going to probably fire him. So let's go ahead and play this clip.
Two Kansas City police officers could lose their jobs because of the way they used a taser. Good evening, everyone. The department says it was excessive force.
The officers say the suspect was combative. Now the Kansas City, Missouri Police Board will consider their fate. KMBC9's Bev Chapman is live right now outside police headquarters with more. Bev?
Larry, commissioners meeting here at the police department will be deciding whether these officers will lose their job over an arrest and the use of a taser, an incident that was captured on an in-car camera last August. There is no dispute. The first tasing follows procedure. Officers David Easley and Matthew Howell use a taser that delivers an electrical current like this one to stop a man they believe is a car thief resisting arrest.
We were down in the middle of the street. He began to kick at my head, my face, to try to get away.
Police commissioners will have to determine whether the men went too far.
He just got tased again.
According to police policy, a suspect must be actively resisting arrest, fighting, running, using threatening words or posture. At this point, the man is already handcuffed when he's tasered for the fifth time.
He then was allowed to fall without anybody breaking his fall. I was very concerned that we had just punished a prisoner in our custody.
Chief Corwin recommended the men be fired, the first time that's happened since the department began using tasers last year. Other officers and their families were at the day-long hearing. Officer Howell, who handled the taser, says he was following his training.
And the whole beauty of the taser was you don't have to get in a fight, you have to get in a struggle. It's hands off, nobody gets hurt, nobody gets sued.
All right, that's enough of that clip. And look, the statistics are out. When you defend bad cops, stuff gets worse. You actually pay out more in suits. When you fire people that violate the procedures, it should be the law, the Constitution, it's good for everybody, including the police. When you don't, it causes problems. And major police chiefs from, you know, major cities like Seattle have gone public and written books about this. This next clip is a little comedy piece. It's not as funny without the video, the cartoon, but it's a little tattletale stoolie pigeon talking about the arrest of reporters concerning Karl Rove and several other issues. So go ahead and roll that.
Tweet, tweet. Hi, kids. I'm Stevie the Stewie. Let me tell you all about your wonderful new freedom. Tweet, tweet. Confidential sources, more like troublemakers. Why should reporters be allowed to keep them hidden away? Tweet, tweet! A federal official blowing a CIA agent's cover? Who cares? What really burns me up are those stubborn reporters! Tweet, tweet! And jail time for certain reporters. Tweet, tweet! Sing, Stewie, sing! Tweet, tweet! What you don't know can't hurt you. Especially if we don't want you to know it. Tweet, tweet!
Hey, beat it.
There, that wasn't so hard, was it? See, you just gotta sing like a bird. Tweet, tweet! To remain compliant. Everything you say can and will be used to undermine press freedom. If you cannot bring yourself to do that, a jail cell will be provided for you. Tweet, tweet, sing, Stewie, sing! Tweet, tweet!
All right. Here is the Daily Show. We've had to cut out a few mild, you know, words. Not because they're even profane, but, you know, you got to be above reproach, but it's pretty funny, folks. Here it is.
Welcome to the Daily Show. I'm John Stewart. We got ourselves a new studio, and what? You don't like it? No, it's a beautiful. We pimped it, and it was a chance for me to fulfill a dream. The show is finally now produced, created, shot, and written entirely by robots. I am a robot. The real me is home right now watching Oprah. So we go away for about a week to fix the studio up, come into a new studio, get the thing, and all hell breaks loose. I'm not saying it's because we went away. I'm just saying that's what happened. The attacks in London, of course, certainly horrific. CNN's Aaron Brown reminded us of these attacks' real ramifications.
In a CNN Gallup poll just completed tonight, 62% of those polled were worried about a similar attack in the United States in the next several weeks.
Oh my God, that's so terrible.
What about us?
Interesting, the events happened overseas, yet a lot of Americans are very worried, 62%. I wonder why Americans are so nervous about it.
Who's at risk and how prepared are we?
Oh, I see. But actually, those are just the intros and the graphics. I'm sure that the on-air cable hosts will bring some perspective, some context, some understanding to the coverage.
Are we next in America?
How safe are we in America?
Can we prevent a subway or bus attack in the U.S.?
This is why I thought the Brits should have let the French have the Olympics.
Why are they doing this?
You have to wonder, will we ever truly feel safe again?
I am nervous. You know, so here's what was interesting. After 4 days of continuous coverage by the 24-hour news networks, Aaron Brown took another poll. Do we have that one? Worried that some attack will occur in the jail. Oh! 100% of the people themselves in fear. That's quite a change. Quite a change. Oh, you're a delight. By the way, the news shows brought in a lot of experts. Here was my favorite. This gentleman on Fox News, Waleed Shubat. I don't know if you can see how they... Former terrorist. Former terrorist. I got to tell you. Don't you think that's got to hurt Mr. Shubat? Don't you think he's probably thinking, boy, is that all I am to you people? But the terrorist label really sticks on the resume. I'm sure Shubat's done a lot of great things since then. Come on, I adopted a stretch of highway. Why always the terrorist? With more on the story in London, I'm joined by senior UK and Falkland Islands correspondent Rob Corddry. He is in London right now. Rob, thanks for joining us. Rob, I want to talk to you. Obviously, we've been hearing a lot about the devastating attack on this city. What are you making of it?
Once again, John, this senseless, bloody attack is a reminder to all Americans that the president's war on terror is working.
How are the attacks proof the war on terror is working?
Look, John, the president invaded Iraq in order to fight the war on terror over there, so he wouldn't have to fight it in America. And as you can see, I'm come on in America.
But Rob, England is our ally, Rob. They're our partners in the coalition of the willing.
Exactly, John, and therein lies the genius of Bush's strategy. By enlisting the aid, however small, of dozens of countries, Bush has also created a coalition of the bombable. Most of them way easier targets than us, too. Italy, Hungary, Poland, Costa Rica gave us those fighter monkeys. You know that's going to cost them. If I were living there right now, I'd be shaking in my boots. Or, probably not boots. Mukluks? What do they wear on their feet in Costa Rica?
Shoes?
Probably.
Rob, it's been 4 days since the attacks. How are people in England holding up?
Stoically, John. People here are conducting themselves with dignity, going about their daily lives with strength and resiliency. It's disgraceful.
We'll be right back. Stay with us. We'll play the end of that clip. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at heartandbodyextract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation, telling it like it is, standing up for this country. Another video clip that's on the website is One City, One World, displayed at bombing tribute. Our very own Simon Aranowitz, who's one of our contributors, shot the video. Media were made to wear London United tags at the ceremony took place behind a banner that read One City, One World. Conservative Member of Parliament Michael Ancrum and Lib Dem Mazeez Campbell are also asked about the visor drill on the day of the bombing. We didn't have time to play that, but it's on PrisonPlanet.com and very important. Hope you get it out to people. Let's finish up with the Daily Show clip. Here it is.
Rob, it's been 4 days since the attacks. How are people in England holding up?
Stoically, John. People here are conducting themselves with dignity, going about their daily lives with strength and resiliency. It's disgraceful.
Why is that disgraceful?
John, come on. Where are the bumper stickers? The Union Jack lapel pins? The Wanted Dead or Alive posters? Where's the British version of Our Paul McCartney singing Freedom?
Paul McCartney is British.
Yeah, but not the one who sang Freedom, John. That guy was all American. Hey, where are the country singers threatening to put boots up people's asses? It's like the British country and Western community doesn't even care.
Rob, England's been through a lot. I think at this point, you know, World War II, the IRA stuff, they're probably just tough.
Well, forgive me, John, but who grieves this privately? This American likes his sorrow in T-shirt form.
All right, that's enough. Just in case the other thing isn't cut out, I listened to that clip, and that little mild thing was cut out, so I apologize about that. That was not cut out like it was supposed to be. But no, literally, yesterday I did see big flags on the back of motorcycles. The plastic flags made in China by slaves are back on the vehicles. It's just mindless. Everything America stands for is dying because the globalists are using these attacks to do it. And the Daily Show really does make some good points, though I wish it wasn't so sophomoric the way it is done. So I apologize to folks about that mild stuff there. Heads will roll for that. I'm joking. Let's talk to Pam. Pam, you're our last caller. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Missouri.
Hey, what's on your mind? We're almost out of time.
Just a quick question. I wondered where Baby Bush was today. Was he going to go to Bohemian Grove?
Well, usually when they're currently sitting as president, they don't go.
But
you're right. Didn't mention it today. It's the 5th anniversary of my infiltration of the Bohemian Grove in July 15th of 2000, where our Christian conservative leaders engage in satanic rituals.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you for the call. I guess we have time for another call. Did any of the callers hold? Kevin in Texas. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, Alex, let me hit these real quick. The Bush family goes back, their China ties back to the opium trade with the William Russell Trust, the Taft back in the 1850s, Boxer Rebellion. Herbert Walker Bush was an envoy to China before we officially recognized Red Communist China. Remember that P-3 Orion that we landed in Chinese territory? And talk about a technology transfer, there's one. And currently, Uncle Prescott Bush is a top NGO business envoy to China. I spoke to Frank Court after you had him on today. We're going to work on a PSA for Radio Free Austin. We'll get that out this weekend. And left gatekeepers, man, how about these libertarian gatekeepers, too? They are frustrating. Let you go, my friend. Have a good day. Thank you.
We got about 30 seconds left. Didn't plug it the last hour. I'll plug it this hour in 10 seconds. Get my new video, Martial Law. Go to PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com to order it via the Safe Secure Shopping Cart or call toll-free to get it. 1-888-253-3139 or at PrisonPlanet.tv. To the sponsors, the listeners, the affiliates, the folks running the show, to my producers, just to everybody, God bless you all. Back tonight, 9 to midnight, and back throughout the weekend and back on Monday. Now get out there and take on the New World Order. Vaya con Dios. Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.